96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Fair is fair, right? If you do the same job, have the same skills and qualifications, you should be paid the same, no matter your gender, right? Well, 52 years after the passing of the Equal Pay Act, the answer isn't so clear. Why is pay equity still an issue? Well, joining me to talk about this are Charlie Carter, Executive Director of Maryland Working Families, Emily Martin, Vice President and General Counsel at the National Women's Law Center, and Maryland State Senator Joanne Benson, representing the 24th District. Lines are open. Give me a call right now. I'd like to hear your thoughts about this tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4877. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Senator Benson, let me start with you, because the Equal Pay Act, the federal legislation passed some 52 years ago, but 25 years ago, Maryland passed its own Equal Pay Act. From your perspective, does it have any teeth in it?
It does have teeth, but listen, we are still not where we ought to be. Here in the great state of Maryland, as you said, in 1991, the Equal Pay Act was passed, and then again in 2009, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act was passed. The women here and the General Assembly have been diligently working toward the goal of equal pay, but we are nowhere close to where we ought to be. In the great state of Maryland, I want you to hear this, women earn about 86 cents for every dollar earned by men. African-American women in Maryland earn only 70 cents for every dollar earned. Hispanic women earn 47 cents for every dollar earned. And we can do better in a state where it is number one in the country for education and income. It is totally unacceptable.
Ms. Martin, from your perspective, you know, why is this still an issue?
Well, one reason it's still an issue is because it's hard to know when you are being paid less than the man who works across the hall. And there are a lot of reasons for that. You know, there are social taboos about talking about your wages. But too often there are also employer rules where your boss says you can't talk about how much you earn, or at least strongly implies it, and where you think that you really are at risk in your job if you ask the person working next to you how much they make. So one thing that the Equal Pay for Equal Work Act, the bill that's been introduced in Maryland, would do is make clear that people have a right to talk about how much they earn, because without that level of transparency, it's very hard to know that you're a victim of pay discrimination, which makes it very hard to fix pay discrimination.
Is this applicable to private as well as public organizations, municipalities, state offices, cities in Maryland, or is it only for public entities?
It's for private employers, too. And private employers are where you see the biggest wage gap and the biggest problem, especially in terms of these pay secrecy policies. Often in public employment, there's some level of public disclosure about what salary or what wages a particular position earns. But in private employment, there's often just a veil of silence. And that's definitely related to the fact that there's a bigger wage gap in private employment than in public employment.
Absolutely. The other thing that you need to know is that right now, an employer can require an employee to sign a waiver, which denies the employee the right to discuss or disclose the employer's wages. That's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I believe I was saying that I think it might be a violation of the Civil Rights Act. I think that it really infringes on people's civil rights.
Ms. Carter, talk to me about the Women's Economic Security Agenda. What is that?
Certainly. The Women's Economic Security Agenda is a strategy for improving the financial stability of women and their families, and removing the obstacles that keep them from doing better, from lifting their families up.
What kind of obstacles are we talking about?
Well, in this case, we're talking about equal pay, being able to make what their colleagues who are male are making for doing the same or comparable work. We're talking about being able to balance their work schedules with their demands on their families. Another part of the agenda is the Fair Scheduling Act, because nowadays employers are requiring want to own their workers, and for women who are the primary caretakers for children and elderly parents, it's becoming more and more difficult to juggle not knowing what your schedule is and being able to arrange for child care or elder care. And finally, not everybody who wants there are some people who are forced to work extended hours without enough time to actually take a break. So the third piece of it is a right to rest bill.
Now, with all of those things in mind, does that apply directly to pay equity? Because, you know, obviously, you know, at the risk of sounding, you know, sexist, those issues may be more important to women and or families than men. And so, but at issue, obviously, is when you want to, you know, compare oranges to oranges, having all of those things are wonderful. But if you have a woman in middle management in state government, or you have a woman in middle management in some private company in the state of Maryland, you and the guy across the hall is making $70,000 a year. She wants to make $70,000 a year, too.
That's exactly right.
You know, so my question is, because when you're talking about private organizations, you know, private business, a lot of them do not allow you to talk about the money that you make. So how do you know when you're being cheated?
That is one of the reasons why we do, in fact, have this fair scheduling bill before the General Assembly, because we think that people who are working in the great state of Maryland should have the opportunity to discuss their wage, their working hours with their fellow colleagues without being penalized. And that is extremely important to us.
I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to drill down a little bit deeper on this issue, because sometimes we're just talking about low wages. But what happens when we're talking about big bucks? I want to hear from you. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The lines are open. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about pay equity. Why is it still an issue? My guests are Charlie Carter, Executive Director of Maryland Working Families, Emily Martin, Vice President and General Counsel at the National Women's Law Center, and Maryland State Senator Joanne Benson, representing the 24th District. Lines are open. Want to hear what you think about this issue at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone lines. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller, are you there? Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. I am calling from the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay.
And I am just calling to share my situation. I am a federal sector employee, and I have been for over 30 years. And currently, I have an active complaint against my agency, and that's why I didn't want to offer my name at this time. But even after working for the federal government for 30 years in an office of civil rights, I myself am being subjected to pay discrimination in that a white male peer, I'm a black female, is earning approximately a 20% higher wage. The agency is aware of this, yet has failed to take any corrective action, even though I am actively involved in a complaint process and work in a civil rights office, and the office has the responsibility to ensure fairness and equality for not only its employees, but for applicants for employment, yet I am being forced to go through a litigation process to resolve this matter.
How do you know that this was problematic to begin with?
I learned early on because of the dynamics and the information available in the EEO office. And even, I guess it's undisputed that there is it's undisputed that there is pay discrimination because the responsible management official has admitted that she was aware of pay discrimination yet failed to do anything about it.
Comments about what she's saying?
Well, one of the things that the Equal Pay for Equal Work bill in Maryland would do, that the Federal Paycheck Fairness Act would do, is make clear that an employer, if an employer is paying a man more than a woman for the same job, that there has to be some good reason related to the job to do that. Right now, in some places, including Maryland, an employer can justify paying a man more than a woman if they can point to any reason other than sex, whether that's business related or not. So one of the things that's really important to make these laws meaningful, to give them teeth, is to make clear that you can't, for example, pay the man more than the woman because he speaks French if the job has nothing to do with speaking French. It has to actually have to do with the job. There has to be some business reason that's really compelling in order to justify those pay differentials.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, Ms. Carter, you mentioned something during the break, too. Please share that.
Certainly. In addition to providing protection for employees to be able to discuss their pay, that's really the issue of Lilly Ledbetter, right? It took her so long to find out she wasn't making enough that this bill that's being proposed, Equal Pay for Equal Work, that it also has addresses opportunity. Equal access to opportunity. Only pay is only one part of what keeps women making less than men. Having the ability to move up to a higher rank, or to be promoted, or to preferential job assignments. That's a way that the idea of mommy tracking. Mm-hmm. That's another way that women are their wages are suppressed, and this bill also seeks to address that by saying you have to provide equal opportunity to advancement to women. They can't be discriminated against.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more of this discussion about pay equity. What's the problem? And when you're talking about big bucks, who's responsible? Do you get what you ask for? How do you ask for what you want? All of these things. Up next, if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us.